It's more like radio.
Hey, you want to say something really scary? We live in a world where society has poisoned the souls of men. It hovers over them like a dark cloud, and they can't do anything about it, because they're just a regular, everyday working class.
People like me,
they get down on their hands and knees, and they whisper these little lies and secrets into their ears. And I have a secret of my own.
I will smack your face off of your face.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Dr. King is dead. Malcolm X is dead. I'm that new guy. I'm that new inspiration. I'm the guy you look at when your daddy ain't in your life, when your daddy in prison. I'm that guy that comes to your high school and tell you you can make it happen. Greatness is upon you. You better act like it.
Greetings and salutations, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, listeners of all ages. The day is Tuesday, September 29th. The time right now, 5:02 p.m. Pacific Standard. That can only mean one simple thing. You are tuned in to morelikeradio.com for one reason alone, and that is to listen to the most electrifying, the greatest, the King of Kings, Mr. No Days Off himself, your master of ceremonies, Johnny Five, myself, on my time now as we highlight some of the dopest artists that the world has never heard, some of the sickest flows that your ears have ever been privileged to experience. And it happens right now. How is everybody doing? What's going on? Who's the King of Kings, the King of Comedy? Where is what now? My Time Tuesday, guys. This is by far, in my opinion, one of the hottest segments that I've ever come up with. Cha-ching. As well as by far the best version of it today. We've got music from the Kid PK, a.k.a. Pure Knowledge. We're going to recap some of the music that we played earlier on this month by Soul Khan. We've got some tracks from O. Jones. We go back a little bit with Agent Provocateur, featuring Mareka Davis with Dance Maybe. Okay. And we go back to Mel Alston Jr. with Dreamer 2. So, I mean, we've got a little bit of everything so far. And this is picking up just as awesome and as nice as I thought it would. And it's really, really cool. Not a lot going on in the music community that's worth highlighting. And, you know, I mean, that says a lot. It says a lot. It's very sad. It's very, very sad that there's not anything going on that's noteworthy, man. You know, I mean, there's just nothing out there in music. I have some Azalea Banks news that I want to talk about. And let me tell you, I am flabbergasted, to say the least. I'm almost a little salty, a little bit jealous of her ability to just strike up controversy like a fucking magician. She is the Blair Witch Project of saying stupid, ignorant shit. And I tell you, I mean, I really wanted that mantle as the king of controversy. But Jesus Christ, if she's not the queen, I mean, we're going to talk about this a little bit later. And I just want you to know what you're looking forward to. Azalea Banks compares the LGBT community to the KKK. Yeah. That's happening. Anyway, I also want to huge shout outs to the behind the scenes, you know. It definitely makes me want to kind of get on the ball a little bit more, and it also makes getting on the ball look a little bit more appealing. You know, I talk about it every show, and you know, it's all about action now. And that's the bottom line. You know, I gotta stop kind of pussyfooting around, as they say, and get on it, take the necessary steps that need to be taken, and you know what I'm saying, get on the ball like a circus clown. But with that being said, you know, the our morelikeradio.com's website is getting a revamp, and I think that is the coolest thing in the world for me. You know, it's nice to know that it's moving up, it's getting stronger, it is becoming something fucking awesome, more awesome than it already is, making the chats better, making the site better. Just, it definitely fires me up and gets me in gear. So, you know, I say that to tell you guys to just look out for the new morelikeradio.com, as it will be known come Thursday, I believe, is the shift. And in the words of Mitch, we are making our way into the Bronze Age, which, you know, still a little behind, but definitely getting out of the paper cutter age that we're currently in right now, which is fucking even awesome. Let's talk TV for a second. Gotham is the first launcher into the new season of TV, and I couldn't be more excited. Haven't seen Heroes Reborn yet. I plan on watching it at some point, if not tonight, tomorrow for sure. Just kind of have a sit-down marathon. But Gotham had its season 2, episode 1 airing. And damn it if I'm not impressed. It has, you know, there's a lot of speculation that they're making Barbara into Harley Quinn, because they went full on Joker with Jerome, which, you know, I feel like that was the fans doing, and I 150 billion% support that decision, because he was the man to beat. He was the man to play the Joker, the boy, the kid, the myth, the legend, whatever you want to call him. that's him, you know? But they're doing some interesting things with the Barber character that I would have known had I have watched the last season, you know, the end of the last season. But I caught up. I got myself all caught up. And I you know, they're doing some interesting things with her. And a lot of speculation is that they're turning her into to Harley Quinn. But, you know, what I say to that theory is that they can't. They can't take liberties with the characters that change their origins. You know, I mean, Barbara has enough of a gap in her backstory in the comics that there are liberties that the character, you know, you can take with her character. Felicia has the gaps. You could take those liberties with those characters. Now, I feel as though what they're doing with Felicia and Bruce are a bit much, considering that, you know, they move forward. And I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, in the comics, Felicia finds out who Batman is. Now, granted, that's a different, you know, a different, maybe in a different world, different version of the story, different telling, you know, how comic books are. However, you know, it's a weird thing that I'm having a hard time really coming to terms with, a weird relationship that I'm having a hard time coming to terms with. But, you know, it's that liberty that they're allowed to take with these characters that don't have that fleshed out backstory. I mean, even Bruce, you know, Bruce is the Jesus of comic books, for, you know, for a better state of the word, sense of the word, statement, should I say, because of the fact that, you know, his parents were killed as a child, and then, you know, during this age to this age, he was off training, but you don't know the story of what happened in between all of that, in between his death and his choice to take off, you know, at the age of 18 or whatever it was. You don't know what he was doing, and this is a beautiful window into what could have been. You know, a lot of what I say about Gotham is that it is the Smallville of Batman, where it is Batman what if, I feel. And I think that that is beautiful. That is an amazing, you know, sense of storytelling that gives you that comic feel, that it is what if this had happened. You know, the biggest what if tale ever. And it's beautiful. So, you know, they introduce the new villain. They have established Penguin as a force right now. And I feel like they still have a lot of fleshing out of this character to do, because they still have him as such a wimp, per se. And Penguin's a lot more cutthroat, you know. And I feel as though the time is coming that Cobblepot's going to get more cutthroat in the show. But anyway, season 2 off to a very strong start. Everyone's raving over episode 2. I haven't seen it yet. I plan on, like I said, intend on watching it, if not today, tomorrow, as well as Human Reborns. And I will, you know, be back with a Heroes Reborn opinion piece as well. But we're definitely going to have a good time in on TV this season. A little side news. What the fuck is Nicki Minaj thinking? She is doing a biopic series on ABC. What the fuck is that? Come, nobody cares. Another thing we're seeing this rise of is this rise of rap based shows. And why no one cares? No one. Empire, seriously? The number one rated new, like, shut, seriously? That can't be real. You know what I'm saying? You have Empire, you have Power, on Stars or Showtime or whatever it is. It's like, are you fucking for real? This isn't entertainment. It's nonsense, you know? And it's just a further portrayal and betrayal of the African-American community of this is what they are. This is who they are. That is what they aspire to, you know? And it's just bullshit. It's utter and absolute bullshit that I can't even begin to fucking understand. Fucking, you people have to wake up and understand that they are feeding you propaganda like nobody's business, and you guys are eating it up, you know? You're eating it up. All these shows of just nonsense. Who gives a fuck about Nick? Like, who cares so much about Nicki Minaj's backstory that it deserves a series? A series. I mean, we all know it's not going to go far, or at least we hope it could. That's insane to me. It's insane. Empire doesn't strike me as that great of a show. Power doesn't strike me as that great of a show. And sure as hell, anything that Nicki Minaj does is not going to strike me as that great of a show. You know what I'm saying? And it's not that I'm not into drama television, you know? But it's just this fucking stupid portrayal of the community and the culture that gets pushed on people in these shows that is completely and utterly, absolutely an inaccurate depiction of what the fuck is actually going on. And it gives people the wrong idea and it sends the wrong message. And it's just, it's nonsense. And I'm none too pleased. None too pleased. So that is something to look forward to. But that's enough talk. Today is My Time Tuesday. I mean, we still are going to talk about the Azealia Banks thing. But right now, I want to jump into the music of the past, the music of the now, and the music of the future. Here on My Time Tuesday, episode 4. Can you believe that? 4 episodes? Let's get it done. Let's start it off with the hotness, the heat. There ain't no exclusives. There's no new joints of the day. There's just now music playing right here, only on morelikeradio.com. This is Ace. Pure Knowledge. Lex Leosis. Hashtag, you're welcome.
This is a letter to my older self. Do you remember how her shoulders felt when she said she couldn't live without us? Or when her dad left the crib without us? Same shock to the system, but a different outlet. Now you the champ like Hogan with the golden belt. Premium octane grade to make the motor melt. In other words, you the rap Franklin Roosevelt. Portfolio sick as polio, corona cell. This is a letter to the man that I'll be one day. You're worth more than what your IRS refund paid. Tax bracket got you acting like you asthmatic, coughing it up. Goddamn, does it mass transit cost you enough? Did you have a child? What'd you name him or her? For the mother's sake, I hope you ain't similar. Just playing you the perfect mold to turn the soul into what it needs to be when you up in the dirt. This is a letter to soul kind, the shape of the protons. You beat the game, but never with codes on. Summer's on the way, the album approaches. So please let me welcome all y'all to the solstice.
Gotta keep on changing.
Gotta keep on moving.
Gotta keep on
changing.
From month to month and moon to sun, at a whim to change, move through your lungs. It's a force of nature you become. At a solstice is here. From month to month and moon to sun, at a whim to change, move through your lungs. It's a force of nature you become. At a solstice is here. I'm from the home of one season, they take one for granted. It's a beautiful morning in the great North Atlantic. This is your life now, so please claim your bag. It's sort of like Peter North, I can't fold a cabbage. That's real talk. To the A-OK, I've had people lie to me when they say they'll stay. Till I snapped at the seams and I packed all my dreams and traveled to the capital to pave the way. I am the truth, unequivocal, no motive to lie. I am the answer without even proposing the why. I am the filament that charges the bow in the sky. I've touched life, so I'll never be alone when I die. Now it's a little more simple than I usually spit, so I scribbled as soon as an opportunity hit. Sometimes I feel like maybe I'm too stupid to quit, but I ain't following wherever they be moving the shit. From month to month and moon to sun, at a whim to change, move through your lungs. It's a force of nature you become. Now the solstice is here. From month to month and moon to sun, at a whim to change, move through your lungs. It's a force of nature you become. Now the solstice is here.
Gotta keep on changing, gotta keep on moving,
gotta keep on
changing,
gotta keep on
moving,
focus is lyricism. Once I hit you with this passion, I know that you gon' feel them. Ha!
Yeah. Said once I fall up in the spot, you already know that if I say I brought it, then it's hot. I ain't worried about your money or your cars or your clothes. I'm just trying to do my thing, baby.
me turn it up, turn it up. Watch me turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. Watch me turn it up, turn it up. Watch me turn it up.
Okay, pause.
Okay, resume. We about to throw a raid in this place with no tune. Yo, this life I live is merit, so I stay well groomed. Gotta be the flyest eagle in the boom boom room. Now, yeah, we gonna do it, party like there's no tomorrow. If you're looking for cool boys, I got some you can borrow. These fools know I'm the cure, and it's a bitter pill to swallow. But if I start singing lead, Mr. Leave, you better follow. Call me Mr. Pilot, cause my fly is playing auto. Got powered up like a rocket, and that's my auto motto. I'm tired and my stomach's empty, call that Sleepy Hollow. Got that drink in your cup, well, I got mine in a bottle. I want that big cash, big cash like the lotto. This morning I woke up bumping Rocco. I live a modern life, so Miss Officer, I prove that. I got a nice dick and know how to use that. Yeah, said once I fall up in the spot, you already know that if I say I brought it, then it's hot. I ain't worried about your money or your cars or your clothes. I'm just trying to do my thing, baby, this is how I go. Turn it up, watch me turn it up. Turn it up, watch me turn it up. Turn it up, watch me turn it up. Turn it up, watch me turn it up.
I'm the pilot, my starter, you know I've been right to 20 back then.
a brick for breakfast. Hey, I just ate a brick for breakfast.
More like radio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Last Sunday show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cub Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the DP.
You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Yes, 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 you are listening to MoreLikeRadio.com. This is my time now. I am your master of ceremonies, the best in the world, Johnny Five. And we're trying a new little format here today, man. We want to keep things fresh. We want to keep it going, you know. I want to be on it, man. I want to be on it. I want to take over. And you don't take over without action, you know. What is the saying? I think it says a goal without action is just a dream. I need to start knocking it out, man. I need to start knocking it down. I need to get in there. I need to start fucking swinging. I need to stop bullshitting, pussyfooting around, and make shit fucking happen. You know, I'm up. I'm alive. I'm vibrant. You know. I'm energized. I'm ready to go. I want it. I'm hungry. You know? Now it's time to fucking fight for it. It's time to eat. It's time to eat. It's go time. And it's time to head up onto that top floor. You guys been playing Destiny? I've been playing Destiny. Cannot stop. Addicted. You know, I'm not going to talk about it. I just want to let you guys know that the game is fucking the bomb. And it's still going strong. It still has me grasped. It still has my attention. Still have yet to play Elder Scrolls. So, says a lot. I might actually end up canceling my subscription to Elder Scrolls. I'm just, you know, not seeing the benefit. You know, yeah, I get those coupons, but we'll see. You know, I might need to jump in there one time, see what's happening in the world. But I'm just such a low level; it's really hard to be up in it. But yeah, man, we're trying this new format, so you know, commercials and music. We're gonna make it happen all day, every day, 24/7. All right, so. Let's get into some more of My Time Tuesday's music. Ra's al Ghul, Soul Con. I mean, right now, this is the Ra's al Ghul and pure knowledge. this is the Soul Con and pure knowledge show. You dig what I'm saying? Like, we're just, it's going down. That's the music I have for you. It goes Soul Con, knowledge, random artists. Soul Con, knowledge, random artist, and then it just goes Soul Con. For all extensive purposes, this show should be called My Time Tuesday's Solstice, because it's going down basement. So You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to break it up a little bit. We're actually going to get into Mel Alston Jr. with Dreamer 2, followed by Soul Con, etc., etc., etc. When we come back to the conversational side of the show, we're going to talk Azalea Banks. So you guys stick around. Turn your musics up. It's my time now, only on morelikeradio.com.
They say I'm lost because I'm a dreamer.
Dreamer.
But my vision extends beyond the future. Everything I want is in my reach, but I need someone to come and dream with me. I can't help that I'm a dreamer.
Dreamer.
Because I see so much of my future with you. Everything we want is in our reach. Sweetheart, come lay right here and dream with me.
There's no limit to what we reach. I'd have been through everything. I bring life into what we speak. Even build a prototype for the life. Just so happy you're the perfect piece. And everyone around asking, is that your girl? I tell them yes indeed. Feel good to bring the globe out. Promising baby to never hold out. The things you want, see I'ma hold down. Do this mission for you, me and our soul child. We on the road now. So here we go now. It's been a long day of furnishing, so we going home now. Slow down, we know this life could get real fast. I'm just hoping we will last. Haters hoping we will crash. The wake is up cause they real mad. Keep dreaming, and baby please don't wake up. Trust me, I'ma be right there. Wherever this road take us, we made us, yeah.
They say I'm lost cause I'm a dreamer,
dreamer.
But my vision extends beyond the future. My future with you. Everything we want is in our reach. Sweetheart, come lay right here and dream with me.
They say when you dream, dream big. Over the mountains and the stars and then you live. Gotta believe, spend the time. Every second, every hour is a grind. And I'm a grind. I'm still grinding. To have you here was just like
I'm a dreamer,
dreamer,
but my vision extends beyond the future. Everything I want is in my reach, but I need someone to come and dream with me. I can't help that I'm a dreamer, cause I see so much of my future with you.
Dreams. I've had too many nightmares, it seems. She was right there. She would do anything for me. It's true, baby girl is bleeding through, through thick and thin. And she likes listening to quicken them, kicking them people. Truth, like in the end, and she knows it's me and you. Come lay right here, little spoon time. Set goals we can reach in due time. Let it unfold. I told you you mine. I hold you through crying. I know you do fine. I'm so you. You were so mean. We are so unique, we dream so deep, we sleep so deep because we both in peace. Everything I've ever wanted's in my reach, and I just need someone to share with me. I want you there with me, come here with me, and I can stare into your eyes until you dream. Heem queen and the king, heem is the boss. We never lost, we dreamers.
I got a dream that'll last longer than the both of us. Both of us. I'm talking kids, grandkids, great grands from the both. I'm lost cause I'm a dreamer, but my vision extends beyond the future. Everything we want is in our reach. Sweetheart, come lay right here and dream with me.
Mentally, I'm an assembly line. You never see me fall like Donnie in 79, because I'm sharper than the balls of ebony. Try not to patronize me unless you mean the Medici kind. If you ain't get the point of that, son, that was the point of that. I wanna challenge y'all, I thought that was the point of rap. You get anointed at the point they put your soil back. You really got the power to pound and the one is pointed at. But chill, too many moms had the use, come brought back reduced to they dog tag and boots. And even men who walk with the cog's attributes could get dragged down to earth with a contract dispute. There are plenty of followers these days, we lacking leaders. The realest shit you want here don't ever pack arenas. I got a crap to teach you like a play by pap reader here to break the crooked fingers of the evil hands that feed us.
We might have been in the same classroom, but I could barely stay awake past noon. They used to tell me I should change my tune. I'ma keep coming back like a race out blue. Strike me down and I'ma still come back. Strike me down, strike me down. Strike me down and I'ma still come back. Strike me down, strike me down.
Now the words from a jaw like a circular saw. They cut deeper than my features to my personal flaws. It's for the fellas with their baby mamas learning Lamar's. Looking for justice like Augustus in his journal and Oz. I'm standing on my street in my jeans with an old beater. I wonder if we gon' get our own reverse seamer. Even when I'm lit as the tip of a coheba, I don't get to sniff and to kick it with no leaders. I'm too grown mannish, raised out in Cali, but they asking how we don't know Spanish. I'm Chopin when I leave the stage, they're gonna throw a rose at it. In my crew some all stars like a sky with no planets. If you remember what I said about the dirt around you, then you should be so honored if I said a word about you. They tell me so, lighten up and get the nerd about you. I tell them maybe you should fucking face the world around you.
We might have been in the same classroom, but I could barely stay awake past noon. They used to tell me I should change my tune. I'ma keep coming back like a race I blew. Strike me down and I'ma still come back. Strike me down, strike me down. Strike me down and I'ma still come back. Strike me down, strike me down.
Man, I'm feeling that one today more than ever. Raja Ghul, Soul Khan, Let's Run It Back. I love how it flowed beautifully from the last one into this song. Like, if you listen to the end of this one, we're gonna play it out from the end right there. You listen to the end of that one, it bleeds perfectly into Raja Ghul. This is Soul Khan, Raja Ghul. This is My Time Tuesday, hashtag. You already know what time it is. You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm lost cause I'm a dreamer, but my vision extends beyond the future. Everything we want is in our reach. Sweetheart, come lay right here and dream with me.
Mentally, I'm an assembly line. You never see me fall like Donnie in 79, because I'm sharper than
try not to patronize me unless you mean the Medici kind. If you ain't get the point of that, son, that was the point of that. I wanna challenge y'all, I thought that was the point of rap. You get anointed at the point they put your soil back. You really got the power to powder the one that's pointed at. But chill, too many moms had the use. Come far back, reduced to they dog tag and boots. And even men who walk with the God's attributes could get dragged down to earth with a contract dispute. There are plenty of followers these days, we lacking leaders. The realest shit you want here don't ever pack arenas. I got a crap to teach you like a play by Pat Morita. Here to break the crooked fingers of the evil hands of feeders.
We might have been in the same classroom, but I could barely stay awake past noon. They used to tell me I should change my tune. I'ma keep coming back like a mess I blew. Strike me down and I'ma still come back. Strike me down, strike me down. Strike me down and I'ma still come back. Strike me down, strike me down.
Now the words from a jaw like a circular saw. They cut deeper than my features to my personal flaws. It's for the fellas with the baby mamas learning the laws. Looking for justice like Augustus in his journal and all. I'm standing on my street in my jeans with an old beater. I wonder if we gon' get a wrong Hiroshima. Even when I'm lit as the tip of a cohiba, I don't get to sniff and to kick it with low leaders. I'm too grown managed, raised out in Cali, but they asking now we don't know Spanish. I'm Chopin when I leave the stage, they're gonna throw a rose at it. And my crew some all-stars like a sky with no planets. But if you remember what I said about the dirt around you, then you should be so honored if I said a word about you. And tell me so, lighten up and get the nerd about you. I tell them maybe you should fucking face the world around you.
We might have been in the same classroom, but I could barely stay awake past noon. They used to tell me I should change my tune. I'ma keep coming back like a race I blew. Strike me down and I'ma still come back. Strike me down, strike me down. Strike me down and I'ma still come back. Strike me down, strike me down. Strike me down and I'ma still come back. Strike me down, strike me down. Strike me down and I'ma still come back. Strike me down, strike me down. Strike me down. Strike me down.
Life is a bitch and she hurting me. They jerking my nerves that don't work with me.
life is a bitch and she hurting me. Ah! Presidential Suite featuring Breezy by Pure Knowledge. See, this is what I'm talking about right here. This is what we need. This is it, man. Why aren't we talking about this? Why isn't the Source magazine buzzing on this? Why isn't P. Diddy tweeting about this? Why isn't all of these different outlets coming back and talking about this? You feel me? Why we gotta talk about Slim Jesus? Why is that motherfucker getting attention? Why I gotta give Azealia Banks attention? She ain't dropped a hot motherfucking flow since forever. But she's still on the tip of our tongues. You know what I mean? This needs to be shaken up. And that's what I set out to do. And we're going to get it done. We're going to run it back. Presidential Suite featuring Breezy. Produced by Rickan Thaddeus. This is Pure Knowledge, ladies and gentlemen. Hashtag get your life. Hashtag you're welcome. Woo! Give me that Ric Flair vibe. In order to be the man, you've got to beat the man. And right now, PK's that man.
I'm a blessed, when you see me, I'm a fresh, young Houdini in the flesh, cooking magic like a chef, with my homies to the death, and you know we all a mess, want that presidential suite, so we grind it for a check, young boy P, yeah that's me, mopping with the team, studying system for the G's, cross to the left, step back with the three, so smash in your face, I finesse with the lean, I'm nasty, you don't wanna see me, I'm ready to all this rap, I suggest PG, just rap shit way too easy, WWE, you can't see me running through the city with my kicks on clean. I don't feel scary, but know how no Jim Carrey, but I'm all about the queen. And I had this plan ever since 14. The way that I rap, the swear that I mean. The way that I rap, the you know what beef. The way that I rap, the calling me king. And the way that I rap, I'm getting a Grammy. Oh God, they don't really want that. Nah, only thing they gon' see is a toe tag. Why she lean as a pose with a Kodak. Working for the team, but you already know that. You see, I'm better than the best. Context from the ex who begged me for the sex. And the kid up next, you know what I gotta go and do? Pull up, flex, I'm out, flex. When you see me, know I'm fresh. Young Houdini in the flesh, cooking magic like a chef, with my homies to the death, and you know we all a mess. Want that presidential suite, so we grind it for a check. Chip on my shoulder, my heart getting colder, it's polar. I just took a break into college, just picture me rolling. I'm whipping the coupe like it's stolen. I'm mixing and licking the soda, just give me a moment. I'm thinking it's over, your money is loafing, so why is you joking? They folding like poker. She said she want money and power, just give me an hour to show her. Pull up on a bitch in a new range, all my guns get back like Liu Kang. Know the whip all black like Bruce Wayne. Stay low, smoke dope with the cool gang. See the money, make her better, make her do things. Dumb bitch, suck dick, get good brain. One time for the women that letting me fuck any time that I want you, the true thing. But fuck it, I'm fed up, no courtesy. You hate me, then pull up and murder me. My brothers gon' ride in the hearse with me. Pop out and start shooting like Curry B. Life is a bitch and she hurting me. They jerking my nerves that don't work with me. We pull up with choppers that's larger than Hercules. Catch him in traffic and blast him in last. We blast him out of flex. When you see me, know I'm fresh. Young Houdini in the flesh. Cooking magic like a chef. With my homies to the death. And you know we all a mess. Want that presidential suite, so we grind it for a check. Pull up flex, I'm out flex. When you see me, know I'm fresh. Young Houdini in the flesh. Cooking magic like a chef. With my homies to the death. And you know we all a mess. Want that presidential suite, so we grind it for a check.
Swinging, dunks on my feet, know the name ringing. Niggas know I'm classical, got a room full of niggas.
All eyes on me. go, every line, I be going in. So every dime, tell her bring a friend. Now that's a repeat, here we go again. Hit the bar, never pay a cent. Pull strings, never play the lick. But sure you wanna play and lick. But I'm a boss, I'll get it.
Niggas know the chain swinging. Dunks on my feet, know the name ringing. Niggas know I'm classical. Got a room full of niggas. Niggas know the chain swinging. Dunks on my feet, know the name ringing. Niggas know I'm classical. Got a room full of niggas.
Hey, you should see the new Benz. It came with a few friends. I should've wore the bow tie. Just to tie up some loose ends. Crunch time, heavy for the work. Lunch time, ready for the work.
Let's go.
So every single punchline. Touchdown once I hit the turf. Overtime, ski, Belichick. Team shite, that's a terror set. Same nigga screaming, rip your hood. Same niggas that ain't never left. So they know once I hit the ad, I take them out the game. Like love when he hit the cash. Shoot at your feet, hit your calves. Get this kid a jab. Go.
Niggas know the chain swinging. Dunks on my feet, know the name ringing. Niggas know I'm classical. Got a room full of niggas. Niggas know the chain swinging. Dunks on my feet, know the name ringing. Niggas know I'm classical. Got a room full of niggas.
That was Double Check by Miscellaneous Artists, because they never really sent me the name. But if I'm not mistaken, I want to say it was Black Bottle Boy, Ron O'Neill. At least that's what the email says. So, you know, make what you will of that information. So Azealia Banks, like I said, causing trouble yet again on the interweb with her ridiculous point of view. And, you know, I know everybody is entitled to an opinion, but Jesus Christ, is she a fucking moron? Azealia Banks made headlines last week, September 28th. This article was posted September 28th. But she made headlines. I guess whatever she had said was posted last week. Azealia Banks made headlines last week after calling a flight attendant a fucking faggot. In light of a disagreement the two had had regarding her luggage. Banks claims that the altercation with the flight attendant only escalated to such heights because a fellow passenger struck her around the face area, although an eyewitness later disputed this. Shortly after the incident had taken place, the rapper took to Twitter to address the homophobic slur that was making news across the internet. I am bisexual. My brother is trans. My employees are all gay men. Nothing else to say, she tweeted. However, over the weekend, Banks again took to Twitter to blast the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community. She implies that the LGBT population is weak for reacting so strongly to her remark and suggests that those who identify as such need to toughen up, later saying, if one word can put your entire community in distress, you're doomed. LOL. And these are, I'm assuming, some of the tweets that she had posted on her station there, or her Twitter account. LGBT community, GGGG, are like the gay white KKKs. Get them some pink hoods and a unicorn and let them rally down Rodeo Drive. All I had to do was say one word and I moved a whole community. What weaklings. If I am to be a part of an LGBT community, I want it to be of people who aren't so weak or so easily moved, you know? Because all the time spent being mad at word could have been used to help some people who really need help. I'm not a weak bitch. Being called a dyke or a nigger does absolutely nothing to move me. So yes, you can call me a nigger and I won't get mad. I'd be like, that's all you got? You boys gotta toughen up. Don't be so weak. If one word can put your entire community in distress, you're all doomed. She's an idiot. I mean, now, with that being said, she's an idiot.
I agree.
Words only have the power that we give them, you know? So I'm one of those people that if you called me a nigger, I don't really care. Doesn't really bother me all that much at all, really. I don't give it that power to do that. You know, there are certain things that if someone were like, oh, you know, you're this, or, you know, you're ghetto, that bugs me a little bit, because it's like, what about me? That is a perception, you know. Calling me a nigger, that's just you being stupid, trying to insult me. But you know what I'm saying? There are certain things, you know, someone's like, oh, you're weak. That's a perception. What is it about me that comes off as weak? What is it about me that comes off as ghetto or unintelligent, or, you know what I'm saying, or whatever it is that one person may call you, you know? So the words themselves don't have the power. It's typically and usually the perception behind the word that gives it its ability to hurt you, or to draw some sort of vibe or energy or feeling or emotion, or elicit some sort of emotion from you that you are giving that word the power to do, you know. So with that being said, I agree with her. The words, if you know, it shouldn't be so damning. However, on the other hand, the word, in a sense, at least derogatory ones such as nigger and fag and all this stuff, it loses its power from people standing up against it. And that's the catch 22 of it, you know? It kind of takes a group to go, well, this isn't right. Where is this coming from? You know? Why is this happening? What can we do to change it? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm awfully sure if this was years ago and someone called me a nigga, I might not have the same perception that I do now. And that's because the word had the power. You know? You didn't understand it. You didn't get it. You know? Back then, it meant something. Now, not so much, really. I mean, yeah, to people who are saying it, probably still means something. But to me, at least, receiving it, not so much. Because there's nothing that word can initially, that innately do. You know? I haven't been called it my entire life. It hasn't been beaten into me, you know, both physically and psychologically and emotionally. It hasn't been beaten into me. It hasn't taken a hold on my life. It hasn't grown roots. It hasn't structured the way that I see things. It's just a word to me, you know.
fag for a long time, faggot for me, for a long time was one of those words that I didn't like it. I didn't like it because it sounded harsh, you know? Faggot, just a faggot. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you hear it, it elicited an emotion at the time. I'm more than over it. Playing video games will definitely desensitize you to that word, you know, because it's said so callously without regard for, you know, anything. And to some people feel like that desensitization is a bad thing. And to you, I say you're an idiot, because it's not. It gets you to kind of go, why was I getting so mad at that? Like when if you play video games and someone calls you a nigger and you're black, you get mad at that. You're an idiot. You know what I'm saying? If I get mad at that, I get more mad at the fact that this person is calling me the N-word and I'm losing. So he's like, man, I can't even stand up for myself. I can't even go, well, this nigger just beat you. It's like, he's insulting me, or he thinks he's insulting me, and I'm losing. Fuck. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, the word itself doesn't really mean anything, because why? When you look at it from that perspective of, for example, playing a game online with someone miles away, calling you these things, it's just like, you don't really matter. So therefore, the slur doesn't matter. It kind of goes on to the argument that I made about the female gamers, where, you know, they say gamers, some gamers, a subcult of gamers that are just fucking jackasses and assholes, say some of the most heinous things. But it's like, why would that affect me or affect you unless you allow it to? You know, I know many a girl gamer that is not, you know, thwarted by the sayings of prepubescent boys who've never seen a female, by men who are still living with their parents. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, who cares? You know? But again, someone's got to take notice. A community has to be moved initially to go, hey, this isn't right, and where it's coming from is fucked up. So she makes this dumbass statement like, if it takes a little bit, and you're moved by it, I don't want to be a person. Shut up. You're just a fucking moron, dude. Like, how could you be so just stupid? I don't understand it. I don't understand it. It is bananas in fucking pajamas to me, and I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. You know? And I want to get it, but I don't. I don't understand her. You know, she seems like the stupidest person on the face of the planet, and she doesn't even realize it. You know? She does not even realize it as something that is perceived. So that's crazy to me. Just crazy. Anyway, let's get into some more music. We're gonna hit you with a few commercials real quick. I'm gonna jump back into the music. We're just gonna go back and forth for a little while. See what strikes us. See what makes us make money. Get up. Pop up out our seats. And we're going to ride it out till Dutch and Royce. You know what I mean? And we're going to have a good time. So stick around. MoreLikeRadio.com. This is my time. Now I'm your master of ceremonies. The best in the world. Johnny 5. We're making it happen.
This is My Time Tuesday, hashtag you're welcome.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTE.
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high stakes, high flying, and hard hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at czwrestling.com. That's czwrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra violent underground.
The following trailer is rated H for honest. From the developers who created one of the best fighting games of all time, then did everything they could to ruin it, comes the franchise that taught kids all they know about human anatomy and absolutely nothing about spelling. Mortal Kombat. Experience all 9 of the core captivating combats. Can we get those changed to C's? Thanks. There's the bloody arcade sensation that started it all, including the ESRB rating system, the sequel that was better in every way, an avalanche of turds that almost bankrupted the company, a franchise-saving reboot, and a game we'll all agree to never speak of again. Test your might in the Mortal Kombat Tournament, where you'll face off against non-mortals like a centaur, a four-armed dragon monster, and a literal god. Choose your combatant from a vast selection of not-so-original characters, featuring 1 Bruce Lee ripoff, 3 different cops, 3 identical Asian chicks, 4 interchangeable cyborgs, and 7 palette-swapped ninja men.
Lazy!
Try to follow the series' convoluted story about evil sorcerers trying to conquer the Earth Realm, which for some reason always comes down to a one-on-one martial arts tournament. It's actually a pretty humane way to settle a war if you think about it. Cheese your way to victory in these ultra-violent Street Fighters for Dummies. Then finish off your opponent with the ultimate humiliation by turning them into a baby, putting them in the friend zone, or ending their pathetic life with a fatality. That is, if you could just get the damn move right. Oh, come on! What the hell is jump distance anyway? Break up your epic quest to slaughter your enemies and save all of humanity with cute little mini-games like Board Combat, Mortal Pong Bat, and Mario Kart Bat. Whee! So prepare for the fighting game sensation that took America by storm, spawning one great 90s movie, one horrible 90s movie.
You're alive. Too bad. You will die.
And the best 90s dance track ever. Oh man, this is like the Laser Tag National Anthem. Starring
Woo-hoo!
The Last Mohican, Butterface, Jack Skellington, Miley Cyrus, Paul Blart Mall Cop, the hot teacher from Billy Madison, the one with the boobs, Channing Tatum, Odd Job, Hand Job, Boob Job, Let It Go, and Barack Obama. You know the first Mortal Kombat was supposed to be a Jean-Claude Van Damme game? Then when he backed out, they turned him into Johnny Cage? Man, that would have been cooler than Shaq Fu. Be sure to subscribe for more honest game trailers and tell me what you'd like to hear me say in my awesome voice. And now, in the spirit of Mortal Kombat, I'm turning over the comments to Shao Kahn.
You shall not fight. We ride together. We die together. Bad boys for life. Toot it and boot it. The Schnozberries taste like Schnozberries. Tacos! Hey, listen!
Even when Conti and Kenny are getting lessons about technology, it always becomes...
Even a fucking PC?
It's more...
There's a little gray drop-down box
there
now.
There is not! Not when someone's calling you, Joey.
I never want to see a gray drop-down box.
Unless it's my grandmother's funeral.
Then you're kneeling at the wrong end, stupid.
The Conti and Kenny Show, Monday nights, 7 to 10, on morelikeradio.com.
This ain't a letter like the first part. Four is my body of work. A prime preferred. You just call it a birthmark. Got crooked teeth, but my shirt starts to look clean. So fuck a book of street, I'm earth smart. I had to slow enough for those that couldn't work hard enough to catch it without passing out like they were Earnhardt. Yeah, I gave my debut away without a surcharge. Had to drop a classic before the day of my first part. So for now, I'm still sweating off these economic aspects. Like I'm eating rappers, but not eating off. But lately I've been looking up and asking for another.
See, I just got back from British Isles. It gave me a new perspective on things. So, this is how I feel.
Bless the breeze, I felt hotter than Santa Fe. Bombarded by gamma rays and bottles of Tanqueray. Y'all sit on the couch, get lost in the Madden game. Where opportunity knocks like saints of a latter day. My father's green eyes to see the outside world. So it's funny that they tug me toward a brown-eyed girl. Growing out my curls and letting my beard go. A rock star but far from a guitar hero. Now if my fingers were faster, maybe I'd have been a Billy Joe. Come on, son, now really, who you kidding, so? Cause I assess my regrets and how I miss my goals. If I had a simple flow, I'd probably be your Interscope. I promise y'all the moment you downloaded my record in, I swear to never break that vow for an executive. Ease up, this ain't no showdown or reckoning. Just thought this would be a nice time for checking in. See y'all next time. Solstice. Peace.
And then for the top, and then nothing to be played with. Baby, I'm the same shit. Now the kid is bumping, they wanna see me in anguish. I'm taking off, headed for the races. I have steady pacing while they're still tying their laces. I'm the rapper that they wanna be. That's why leave the kid is me. I have steady chasing green like I'm on the money team. Never wanna start a beef. Body them like Mr. T. Wanna be a boss. Watch me ball like 23. I can do this all day. Way too much fun. This is all reminded and knowledge, one of the great ones. I ain't halfway done with killing the game. Never gonna stop till everyone know the name. They're chanting like I'm the king. I'm saying that's not true. Knowledge bring down the boot. Like really, you see the boot? There's no way that he can move. Good boy, hot as the sun. Only time I'm number two is when describing the number one.
We're going to run all of that back because it was just nonstop madness. Did he make a Boba Fett reference? This is Reminder 2.0 by Pure Knowledge. Hashtag, you're welcome. Maybe Agent Provocateur, but you know what, man? I'm still feeling this one. We gonna give it a three-peat one time because it deserves that. Reminder 2.0, Pure Knowledge, from the beat to the meat to the lyrics to the spirit. It's got it all, man. This is Pure Knowledge. Reminder 2.0.
Done to you. dance. Tell people when you get to, hey, just dance. Just dance, 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 just dance. Don't sit, don't stand, just dance.
You can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go. Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
They say so long, so, but the mission ain't accomplished. So got flow with your limited faucet. So quantum, so the shit'll break your jaw with the same kind of force that'll instigate a mosh pit. Never take me as a kid afraid of conflict. It's indicating that vanilla flavored sauce. Bottom line, I'm sick of making offers. I hope to the world and just freaking staying off it. I've been sick of taking losses, sick of staying haunted by the little failures of my conscience. I've been sick of playing ostrich. Now can somebody please defibrillate my heart?
My shoes, my head and my coke. I've gotta get gone. Get back on that road to the sunfire palms. Give me peace so I can right my wrongs. They play my sleeves. I live on an island, a stone in light. Yet sometimes it don't feel like home. I try to swim, but the ocean tides carry me back to the steaming glow.
I don't need an opponent, cause in the heat of the moment, the only battle that matters is with my feelings and motives. Or maybe thieves and the owners, cause when they see what you wanted, they wanna steal it and clone it for all the weakest and lowest. And I don't need a diploma for me to see it decoded. So either leave me alone or just take a seat in the lotus position and meditate with it. This ain't even our rap, I'm just playing with it.
Give me my shoes, my hat, my coat. I gotta get gone, get back on that road to the sundry palms that gave.
Talk about death so much. I don't know why good folks dead so much. Go impress your luck like you just woke up and you ain't seen the things your fellow men blow up. We out in Jonestown, come and get your cups. Fuck a shortcut, I ain't not impressed the ones. The end is not imminent, yes, I'm omnipotent. Never carnivorous, guess that I'm chicken the flesh that I'm digging for sex. I'm not getting, I petrify women with lengths that I've driven myself. You probably would testify with them I felt. Less like I live and stretch to my limits. God help, so you don't hear me though.
Sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. Bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and C-Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. You ask me what's my favorite podcast, I say DB. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta try.
me. Tune in to the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's Deep V. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? Deep V Podcast.
Deep V.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in Deep V.
Deep V, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Occupy our balls.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it! My life has value!
I go by my government name, but would that sound as real? Noah Abraham ain't exactly got the crowd appeal. So Mr. Weston, tell the people how you feel. I'm here to tread dirt on a network like Howard Bill. I'm mad as hell and I ain't gonna take it. I shake the hand the ancient man prayed for the rain with. You slave for the A-list to pay for your facelift. I put a hole in a scroll then wait for the shapeshift. I ain't even know what I was in the middle of till I was tagging all the grass in the British pub. It's so cool to say that you don't give a fuck. I give it up for the people that don't get enough. I'm still reading every comment that y'all ever give. But for the record though, it's not because I'm sensitive. I don't do this shit for me. Even if I disagree, I find the truth between the positive and negative. But fuck the tomfoolery and cartoonery. You're not moving me unless you put a harpoon in me. Nah, don't pause that, I'm off that. I want a grown up to show up whenever mom googles me. Cause every night when my blinds get closed, my troubled mind's frozen in the nightmare poses. Sometimes I get worried that I ain't more than just an oversized child with his hot chair broken. My body's young but my brain's older. It's like your little man's soul is a Van Gogh with the Crayolas. I stop caring if I stay kosher. Jehovah made way more serious shit to pray over. I'm 40 years of desert traveler, some leather sandals. You softest heaven candle, lighting up a scented candle. See if I put my foot down, it turns cement to gravel. You excited but get frightened like Jesse Spano. We don't stop when the odds are against us. So these suckers getting dropped from the censors. I have never made a single song for the senseless. Guilty as charged and applause for the sentence. Word on the street, Billy got his shoes jacked till he got a new gag, then he got his shoes back. Let me elevate how the modern dude raps. All I need is one bar like Allah. Ooh, Allah, ooh, Allah.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Then we'll figure out what to do about the depression and the inflation and the oil crisis. But first, get up out of your chairs, open the window, stick your head out of the air, and say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Feeling different faces. I'm smoking anticipation. I know that you know this. They cannot control this. I've been getting loaded. Lighted up that ecstasy. That brings out the best in me. My plug has been blessing me. I swear there's no stress in me. I'm just living my life on the edge. Put that hand on my heart like the pledge. I'ma pull this one up for my memories. I'ma play the best role. I know they gon' envy me. I teach your ass a new subject. Kiss that pussy, hold that stomach. Won't pull the trigger, baby. I'm not fumbling. Off the drugs, I'm stumbling. I done showed up late, I done rolled up eight, popped a cold one, hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, you met a new me, I'm not the same no more. I started off sipping late, now it's a dangerous pull. I'm living my life, I know they got haters, fool, I'm doing it right. Hopped out my neighbor's porch, we don't give a fuck about these niggas. Telling you again, I feel like I tell you over and over, it never end, I'll never bend. I swear I won't fold, I smoke one for my goal. I've been thinking of gold, I'm about to explode. Light it up, roll that shit, hold that shit, who's hold that shit? Don't blow that shit, I don't know that shit. I'm flying in a dream, hippie in the street. I'm blessed, I think, I've been on them pills, ayy. Blowing smoke like a meal, ayy. You know I come from the steel, ayy. I don't have a deal, ayy. But I'ma make a meal, ayy. Tell me how you feel, eh?
Roll it, light it, fuck it, I don't usually smoke like this. Oh, but roll it, light it, fuck it, I want buckets, high grade nuggets. Roll it, light it, fuck it, I wanna choke on this shit like I'm sucking. I wanna choke on this shit like you're bussing. Oh, that sounds disgusting, just fuck it and light it for me.
I missed the show. I don't know. I don't know. About my bread, about my dough. Break it down, make some more. I shoot off in the sky, I'm a taker. I shoot off at stars, I'm a blazer. I'm smoking that dope, they can't take much. I'm smoking that dope, they can't tame us. Hey, I make it rain on bitches. Hey, I got money for riches. Hey, I'ma get mama riches. Hey, well, They don't know me yet, I'ma be more top, I'ma multiply, I'ma stab my moolah to the sky, I'ma fly, I'ma be a shark, I'ma be that guy, hold the wheel, baby, drive, I'm gone without a bite.
Boy, since you left me, I've been so low, gonna get naturally high.
So folks asking where souls at, spent a whole year we drop no tracks, but they don't ask for my bones yet. Against my skin and wine playing phone tag, but my phone has this notepad, and this notepad had a novet. I wrote the list of pros and cons of taking my life with my own hands. What a Rosambo to the gonads, not to be the dead horse to the bone fragments, but to learn it being my own man's more than not just being my old man. Where the hell you been if I told you that you failed view me? This what happens when you tell true me, you stealth you. When they started from the bottom, but I fell through it. You said that my pen is a gift, so is Elliot Smith, so that don't help me a bit. If they find my body with a belt looped around my neck, cause I ain't get my real butrin. Back then, thought I'd get that milli. I guess that's just that sin that gimme. Cause now I'm more grown up than Kev and Winnie, but I ain't blown up, yeah, like Wedge Antilles. I don't do it for Dale. Farmers, granddad, Philly, friends and family, gotta spend that with me. Step back, give me a little room to resist, cause I ain't moving the ants, growing up that band with me. Need a day to myself like Rex Man, and cause I'm up to my neck, cause that red man image on there is a dark, and I'm scared if I stop it. Where they don't walk is a dead man sitting in a pump action up in the trunk. Can't fit, you got the funk, can't fit me. Y'all are just fan fiction. Got one name ripping on a rug, ass lifting on the front end, slipping with his thumb hands in him. This is not a comeback, I'm just Todd Smith. I'm his mama, saying Oxy. Y'all get ungiving fucks and crickets. Say you come in, this will be your blood baptism. You say he's the best, if I beat my chest, no beast left, can I decompress? Life isn't gonna sleep or sex, similar to white sniffers with a cheeky neck. But what you do on your worst day?
You so search.
Birthday. Closer from a reaction, it's a unique ass who coasters. Came out of my coma, hard to kill. So y'all gon' feel like the player on my poster. Getting dunked on, if you're thinking I'm wrong, you can tell you that we're both for. Gotta deal with them salty feelings. I care with the L that he called for King. Ghost got him with a ghost to weed. And I chose the own sound to get nice to breathe. And I fought my demons, this race I'm going. Y'all can see it in the way I do. So I can never be the pep A.I.P. type to say I do when they say I do. What deja vu? Is that a face I know? Wait, ain't I you? Are you an A.I. too? Cause you say sky and they say it's yellow, but that doesn't mean that it ain't I zoo. I got away with words, sometimes that's how I got away with words. The kindest things the earth with blood, and that ain't something the entertainment's worth. Nobody owes me the forgiveness, but I hope that you know that I'm listening. And you say that if you were gone, nobody would notice the difference.
But you're so wrong.
The sound of wind makes you fly. The sentience of animals. What we fear in the dark and what lies beyond the darkness.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about seeing beyond fear, Roger. About looking at the world with love.
That has never been a better way to end a My Time Tuesday. I made a mistake in the beginning. I had said that this was our fourth My Time Tuesday. It's actually our third, and it's only going to get stronger from here on in. That is a guarantee. I want to thank you guys for tuning in tonight. I want you to stick around. Dutch and Royce is up next. Keep an eye out for the all new morelikeradio.com. It is just a future of bright things and greatness. Make sure that you send us your music to mc.itsmtn@gmail.com. We want to hear from you so that you can be heard by thousands
upon thousands. Make sure that you follow us on Twitter at It's MTN, or like us on Facebook, facebook.com/It's MTN. And if you want to get a dose of the host with the most, your master of ceremonies, Johnny Five, aka Sir Darkseid, you make sure that you follow me personally on Twitter at Darkseid Rules, DarkSeid. And I know it's I before E, except after me, because SEID, that's my ID. Or you can follow me or like me on Facebook, facebook.com/Darkseid Rules. Thank you guys yet again for tuning in. You guys have a great night. Enjoy the rest of your week. Have fun. Make money. Make things happen. And for you, Azealia Banks, come on. Seriously. The lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, tranny community is the new KKK. If that's not the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life, I don't know what is. The fact that we continue time and time again to give you attention and to even say your name is mind-boggling to me. But you know what? Ratings are ratings, and that's what you are. You are a walking rating machine, but unfortunately, you're a walking rating machine for everyone else talking about you, not for yourself. So you need to step your bars up, shut your mouth, open your mind, enlighten yourself, read a fucking book, re-educate yourself, and shut it down. Because for you, Mrs. Banks, and no, we're not talking Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It is game. Over.